Census America's podcast for Tuesday, 2nd of May, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by Senior Editor Zachary Moore. Good morning, Zachary.
Good morning, David.
Today's podcast will focus on the benzene market. As listeners may recall, early in 2017, prices were climbing because of low imports from Asia. Zach, what does the situation look like now that we're 5 months into the year?
Well, we've come down a little bit compared with where we were in January. The price, we saw a really big spike in the last half of the previous year. So we've moderated a bit since then, but if you look at where we are now in 2017 versus what prices were at the same time of 2016, we're still up quite a bit. The imports from Asia still haven't really come back. The arbitrage just isn't really workable right now. So we've seen a drop off in import volumes coming out of Asia and particularly South Korea. And in part, at least, U.S. has been making that up by importing from other sources. But that has, you know, created a feeling of some tightness and helped push prices higher.
Going back a little bit further, we also heard about the styrene turnarounds in the U.S. market. Where is that situation now?
As you said, at the start of the year, there were a lot of styrene shutdowns here in the U.S., and within the last couple of weeks, we started to see some of these coming back. America's Styrenics had been on turnaround, but they restarted as of early April. And INEOS Styrolution is also expected to start up very soon, basically at the end of April. And then there's another issue at Cosmar's plant that's expected to continue into the summer.
What shifts are expected in the short term or a little further on into the year?
Well, it will depend on what happens with styrene demand. A couple of weeks ago when these styrene restarts happened, we did see a spike in benzene prices because the expectation was that, you know, once the styrene plants restarted, there'd just be a stronger demand for benzene. But we haven't seen as strong a demand for the downstream styrene as we had expected, so that's moderated some of the price hike on benzene. So if the styrene demand doesn't pick up, we may see prices stay flat or maybe go even down a little with this fall in crude oil prices.
Thanks for the update, Zach. And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the benzene market or any of the other markets that we cover, be sure to visit ICIS.com. And be sure to tune in for the next podcast.